Welcome to the Tabletop Sportcast. I'm your host, James Cast. Today is January 8th, 2024, and this is episode 148. Today, we're going to recap quarterly planning as it happened on my tabletop. It's been a busy week. I had a few days off and got out of town for a few days. Talk about how that may have impacted my quarterly planning a little bit. And it's the end of the NFL regular season as games wrapped up yesterday. Tonight we have the college football championship game. So looking forward to that. I'll probably tune in a little bit. Not a huge college football fan, but I will probably tune in just a little bit to see what's happening there. Looking forward to some NHL hockey tonight as well. Have a game that I'll probably try to watch there if it's available. And yeah, so we're getting to that kind of point in the calendar where football is going to dominate, right? We're going to probably, as far as like our TV viewing goes, dominating by football over the next few weeks as we get into the playoff season for the NFL. But on the tabletop, free to work in a lot of different ways, and it's a new year. So for me, this is the kickoff also for season 4 of the podcast. You may remember that I started this podcast in August of 2021 and really spent the first few months kind of tooling around, trying to figure out what the format would be, like what topics I should cover. And by the end of 2021, I was ready to kind of settle into a format and decided it was a good time to turn the page and not wait for a full year to start season 2, but to have those seasons kick off at the beginning of a calendar year so it'd be easier for me to keep track of. So I'll do my anniversary shows in August, but a new season kicks off at the beginning of the year, and this is our first show of 2024, so it's season 4 kicking off today. And I am going to change the format around a little bit. You'll notice that the intros are going to be just a little bit longer now. We're going to spend a little bit of time talking about some things that are going on and have a little bit more free form to the intros than maybe what I've done in the past. But generally, we'll keep the episodes pretty much the way they've been. They might tend to be a little longer this year. We'll see. I think what I've done is in the past I was always trying to shoot for 30 minutes. Obviously interviews always went longer, and it didn't seem like it hurt the viewership in a sense, or the, you know, those who were tuning into the podcast. So I think over the last couple months I've been allowing episodes to kind of creep up a little bit just to see what the response might be. So probably gonna shoot for more like 45 minutes these days. As I kind of go through things and think about the kind of content that will be shared. Another thing that I will probably shift a little bit on, and again, it's something that has started to happen already as a result of a lot of the interviews that I've been doing, but the tabletop recap will be really short for a couple of weeks, with a longer one at mid-month and end of month. And that's something that I've been doing a little bit more of lately, is kind of doing the recap every couple weeks. I still think there's some value though to really touching base every week and talking about like what's on the tabletop. So I'll make the concerted effort, even if we're doing like interviews, to like get to that a little bit. Might even include it a little bit more in the interviews to talk about, you know, what the guest is playing recently, what I'm playing recently. But yeah, we'll do a quicker recap on those, on the odd weeks in a sense, and then the even weeks will be a little more in-depth review of like where I am so far in like monthly goals at mid-month, and then kind of recapping the month and kicking off the new month at the end of month. So those are some of the minor changes that will come. Playing around a little bit too with the playing around with the background music, so you'll probably hear a slightly different background music playing for the intros and the wrap-ups on the episodes. So that's a nice little change that's also coming. But for the most part, things will be pretty much status quo. I do also want to take advantage of some of the tools that are available. The service that I use is Spotify for podcasting. It was a different company called Anchor originally, and that got bought out by Spotify. One of the things they've made available now is I can actually add, if you're a Spotify listener, I can actually do like a talk and music episode. So I've also thought about throwing in on a quarterly basis, maybe a monthly basis, just putting some episodes out there that are just like a little bit of talking with like maybe like a playlist. So I'm going to throw one of those out there this week also. So if you happen to listen to the podcast on Spotify, or even if you don't usually but want to tune in, I'm going to put together like a short playlist that's going to include, you know, maybe 5 to 6 songs, just like a half an hour's worth or so of music in that, you know, again, that target range. Because I think sometimes we do like to just listen to music when we're playing our games on our tabletop. And if that's something you enjoy doing, then this will just be another way that you'll have some tools to your disposal to be able to get to those short playlists. So you can check that out on the podcast. It'll be listed as another episode. I'm going to have them listed as like a separate titling. So it'll be like playlist 1, playlist 2, those kinds of things. So that'll be available as well. But let's get into our main topic, and let me talk a little bit about like what's been going on the tabletop, as well as how the quarterly planning went this year to start the year. All right, let's talk a little bit about how quarterly planning went this past week. And as I talked about, I'm going to start each quarter with a quarterly planning session, and it's going to last an entire week. So the way I kind of approach this is a little bit from like an agile methodology, or agile scheduling probably more than methodology. And that's that each, you know, if you have 52 weeks in a year, you're going to have 4 13-week quarters. Well, 13 is an odd number. So one of the things you can do as part of like an agile calendar is break your work down. And even though I don't necessarily work in sprints, what I'm going to do is kind of approach my work as like 6-week sprints in a sense. And that leaves an extra week, because 6 times 2 would be 12. So that leaves me this extra week each quarter to do something different with. And what I wanted to do was figure out how to bring forward a lot of that planning work that has to get done. And so this week, here's some of the activities that I've been going through. One is getting cards printed and cut. I had a number of sets that I hadn't printed out yet, and I needed to get those printed and then start, you know, cutting them all up. And some of them were pretty large, like the 81-82 NHL set for Hockey Blast. Whole bunch of cards there that had to be cut up. Some of them are smaller, but that was the idea, was to get those in. I also had a card set that I had to create from scratch, which was to create both UConn and Tennessee for the 2004 Women's Basketball Championship game. So I did create those cards for Status Pro Basketball and wanted to put those out there. So got those printed out, and we'll get them cut up soon. That's some of the work that's still left over for me to complete for my quarterly planning. I also had to plan a little bit of like the projects that I'm taking part in. So as part of this effort to really think through the 6 months for the monthly delivery projects, I had to really think like, okay, well, how many sessions do I need to complete? So I put them all into a chart, you know, kind of like figured out like what percentages I should do each of the 6 months and work my way towards like a larger percentage for that final month. That opened, it was kind of an eye-opening activity, because for a lot of the projects that have been in flight since last year, I realized I'm a little behind. So a lot of what I've been doing this week has also been doing some gaming to get caught up on a couple of projects. And I still have one project that I'm a little behind on that I have to play some catch-up work, and it's one of the deliverables for next month. But I had to put a lot of time in to get my like my Legends Cup, or the Soccer Blast project that I'm doing. Had to get a lot of games in for that to get caught up. There were some other projects that just needed like one or two sessions done. Fascinating Baseball, had to get going on that because even like I just got the game, decided on this project, and realized, well, I only have 3 months till I'm going to deliver this. I'm already 3 months behind, so I had to play a little catch up on that one as well. So playing catch up has been one of the things that I've had to do, and hopefully won't have to do the next time I get to quarterly planning. But I certainly had to do it this time because this is new, and I'm learning some of the things that I needed to do to be better prepared. You know, with those monthly deliverables, it sounds like 6 months. You're like, okay, I'm going to give myself 6 months to work on these, and it feels like a long, like, you know, runway to get those projects delivered. But then you start to realize, well, if I'm doing all my quarterly planning now, I have to plan through to have everything ready that I need even into March, and count 6 months out, and I'm talking about having the projects that I'm going to be doing as late as like August have to be ready to go now. So that was a lot of card sets that I had to get. I had to get 8, you know, card sets ready to go for those monthly deliverables. I had to get 3 more sets ready for my monthly tournaments. I had to get 3 more ready for my showcases. I had to get 3 ready for my historic replays. Then I had to get my quarterly project ready, and I had to get my History Maker Baseball one ready. So all told, it was a lot of card sets that had to get prepped and a lot of projects that had to get planned. Now, the other thing that was a bit of an eye-opener as I started to plan out all these projects was realizing just how many sessions I'm going to need to complete for the entire year. I'm like easily into the 600s. Now, a lot of that is going to be express games. And I found out last year when I still completed like pretty close to 650 gaming sessions that getting above 600 isn't going to be a daunting task. As I mentioned last week, I kind of finished the year at that 650 and never felt like I was in that kind of grind mode where I had to do all of these projects and it started to feel like work, right? Like it stayed relaxing because I had a good variety going and because I was starting to get better about sizing projects the right way. So I feel confident that I'm going to be able to do that as I put together this plan, but it's still pretty daunting to think about that and say, man, I have to get through 650 sessions for this stuff. It's a lot at the beginning, and I hope that that's just chipping away is going to leave me in a good place by the time I get to the end of like the quarter. And I can look back and say I'm in a good position right now. So I had to do all that planning. I had to then put everything together for the month of January. And as I started doing it, like typically what I've done is I'll put together my month and plan like a session for or a set of sessions for each of the days in the month. Well, when I take away the first 6 days of the month for quarterly planning, it made the schedule really condensed. And what I found is, and this I put on my Facebook page and kind of said, hey, I have a problem here. And I do. By the time I put everything in, I hadn't put anything in for my quarterly project for the Wayne Gretzky project that I'm going to do. And there's 13 games I have to play. And I only had one box left to put that into January. So somehow I have to figure out how to get 13 hockey games in addition to everything else that I've kind of mapped out for the month. So I've created a bit of work for myself here, and I'll be playing some catch up there to get through that. Now, I got the question this week in an email, and I think it's worth kind of answering here more publicly too, because I talk about sessions a lot. So when I go to my gaming log, what is a session? And the answer is it's a lot of different things. But it's not every single game that I play. It's really designed to be 30 minutes worth of gaming. I like that 30-minute interval. So even on my gaming log, I shoot for that 30-minute interval. Now, for a lot of games, that shooting for that target of 30 minutes means it's a game per session. Things like History Maker Baseball or Hockey Blast or Soccer Blast. Some of those might go longer even, but and in the case like History Maker Baseball, maybe even a little shorter at times, but not by much, maybe like 25 minutes for like History Maker Baseball. So 30 minutes is my target zone. And even if it's 40 or 45 or 50 minutes, it's still a gaming session. Even if it's like 2 hours, you know, or 3 hours for some of the games I have to play, like a Status Pro Basketball is going to take me probably 3 hours to play. Well, that's still one gaming session. You know, Red, White, and Blue, one gaming. Full Play Second Season, that's one gaming session. It's the Express games that start to see multiple games per session, because in 30 minutes, I might be able to knock out like 3 games of History Maker Baseball Express, or maybe 5 games of Fast Inning Baseball, right? So now I start to get multiple games in, or maybe like a series in for a session for those Express games. And that's generally how I put together my calendar. Now, not everything's equal on my calendar either. You know, as I look at, if you look, check out Facebook and see my monthly calendar, you'll see like I have like 1969 Mets. Like that's kind of like what I have for my Sundays on the plan. And I have Mets versus Philadelphia. Well, that's a 3 or 4 game series that I'm going to play there. So that's probably 3 or 4 gaming sessions there too. But for my planning, I just put it on there as one series. But that means I have additional things to get knocked out there. Other projects, I just put like 1 game each. You'll see on that same map there, like on that monthly calendar, you know, for the Major League Baseball Rumble for 1954, I've got 5 games there because I'm playing that with Fast Inning Baseball. So I can knock out 5 games in a single gaming session. So I had to do all that planning. I had to get my month together. I had to get my year together. I had to start thinking about like the length of these projects, how many sessions they're going to be, making sure that they're sized properly, and put together that plan. I had to play a little catch up, had to get all the cards prepped, you know. Now, the activity that I fell short on that I still want to make part of this quarterly planning is prepping my website too. You know, one of the things that fell short last year was getting all the project pages created on my website. So I spent a little time at the end of the year, took a little step away from gaming towards the end of the year to get caught up on a few of those. And I still have a couple that I'm working on that had more content to add. But I wanted to still get the pages prepped for this year. And that's something I need to make sure happens in the quarterly planning that fell short this time. I also didn't get a chance to really work that much on the podcast planning, which is another thing I need to do during the quarterly planning. So I'll be playing a little catch up there as well. But there was a couple of impacts. As I said, one, I had to do some catch-up gaming to get the projects caught up. Two, I did take some time off. And taking time off meant I wasn't able to do like card prep as much. I was able to do some like kind of thinking through of the projects a little bit while I was away. So I did have a chance to do that. But I was also away from my computer, away from my home base, away from my game. So if I was like, oh, wait, how many teams do I have in that one league? I don't really have it off the top of my head. I had to wait till I got home to like answer some of those questions. And I do all my planning like digitally. So like some of the stuff I needed to have access to the home base computer and didn't have it, right? So some of that stuff had to wait till I got back as well. So where do I stand after kind of a week of quarterly planning? I would say I got about 70% of what I wanted to get done, and had some major impacts of things that were like kind of like aha moments of I had no idea I was going to have to do this during quarterly planning until I started doing the planning, and then it kind of came into focus, like realizing how behind I was on some of the projects. So those are things that I think I'll be taking advantage of as I go forward. Now, normally I want to talk about my tabletop recap before I get into the main topic, but I felt like I had to set the table a little bit about what I was doing for my gaming activity this week. And I do plan on still gaming a little bit while I'm doing the quarterly planning. I generally think it should be a little less, and maybe it won't necessarily be project oriented, but at times maybe it will. This time it ended up being quite a bit. I ended up completing 13 gaming sessions since the turn of the year here, and there's a good amount of sports. I played some non-sport games as part of, like, you know, being on vacation and taking advantage of some of the newer games that I got. But a lot of Soccer Blast. I ended up completing 6 games of Soccer Blast as I got that 2023 Legends Cup caught up. Had some pretty cool games. Posted on the Play Facebook page today that had Italy 1 take on France in my quarterfinals, and Italy won 6-0. I mean, a shocking result. It was 4-0 in halftime. Couldn't believe it. They ended up getting a penalty kick in the second half, even though they were parking the bus, and also got a result off of the red chart. I always forget what the name of it is, but, you know, had one of those where the offsides trap didn't work, and they got kind of a clean shot against the goalie, and the goalie missed on the spec save a chance. So France just took a beating in that game. I had a couple of games, though, as I got into, like, my quarterfinals, go into, like, penalty kicks, which was great, because I'm not playing, like, an actual overtime period. I'm just, at the end of regulation, I'm going right to PKs as part of this tournament. I also worked on Lacrosse Blast Express. So this was my monthly tournament. I took the World Indoor Lacrosse League group. I don't know. I guess it's a league. The set I have, I don't think is the official one that was released by Play. I think it was kind of an in-production one that they had. So mine has 7 teams in it. I treated it like it was from my old high school days. It was some of the local schools, and they were competing for, like, the high school, like, you know, championship, county championship. So created those, you know, organized those teams and built it that way. And just completed that the other day. So that was fun. It was just a single elimination tournament, nice and easy, playing it with Lacrosse Blast Express. But knocked out one of my first fictional tournament, you know, over and done already at the beginning of this month. And then Fast Inning Baseball, as I mentioned, I had to play a little catch up on this 1954 MLB Rumble that I'm doing. So I got about 25 games into that and at least got caught up, and I have a few that I'll be playing throughout the month as well. And then some Draft Duel. Had a chance with the family to play a little Draft Duel as well. So, you know, really enjoying playing that head to head. But that was really what I was focused on this week with the tabletop, was trying to get some of those things in and get caught up on some of the projects. I really did take a step back from the other projects, but that's what this week is going to be about, is getting back into the games. And I do need to, because, you know, it's been a month or so since I really was sitting down playing games regularly. And right now, like, as I kind of do my red, yellow, green meter for my projects, I'm a little behind on my green. I haven't met the target for green. Now, this is how this works. So I have how many games in my catalog right now? 83 games in my catalog. The goal was to have about 20% of the games always be green, like, as in I've played them in the past 30 days. Well, that works out to 16.6 games. So right now I have 15 games that I've played in the past 30 days. And that's with really taking a step back over the past couple weeks and only focusing on a handful of games over these past couple of weeks. So I need to get some games refreshed. For the yellow, my goal is to be at like 24.9, and I'm at 23. So again, a little behind on the yellow, which means my red is a little over. So I should have 41.5 games in the red, and I'm at 45. So I need to bring that number down a little bit. Now, the good news is some of the projects that I have planned to play in January are games that are in the red right now, because I haven't played them in a while and it's time to get them back onto the table. So over the next week or two, I expect that I will probably get back into a good place as far as that red, yellow, green breakdown looks. But that's going to be one of the things that I'm going to be trying to do, is keep a good mix of games on the table so that I stay in the green. That should then just take care of the yellow. If I do a good job of staying on the green and keeping a good mix, I should be able to get it to where eventually the yellow gets caught up as well. So the way I do that breakdown is green is played within 30 days. Yellow is played within 31 to 90 days, and then red is 91 plus days. So that's how that breakdown really works. And I will expect to have a lot of games in the red. You can hear that that's basically works out to about 50%. You know, I'm really trying to keep about 50% of my games in the red because I don't expect to play them, all of these games, on a regular basis. But I'm hoping to at least have 20% in the green, 30% in the yellow, and then the rest of them in the red. And I'll be working on that as I start to kind of refresh a little bit here. So that's kind of where I stand after doing some quarterly planning. And it should be a good month. I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, I think I shared my monthly, my kind of yearly roadmap on the Facebook page as well. And that's what I'll be kind of getting into. So, you know, already completed the monthly tournament with the fictional, my focus on fictional this year. Really get excited to get into this Wayne Gretzky one. I think I misquoted as 35 games when I did the show last week, but really it's 39 games. He scored 50 goals in 39 games. So I've got that schedule printed out. Going to try and play through those 39 games, see if I can also get Wayne Gretzky to 50 goals. And really, you know, down to the wire here with my 2023 Legends Cup. Looking forward to bringing that across the finish line this month. For Legends of Boxing, what I chose to do was I have some junior welterweight cards. I had a handful of boxers, that, like real-life historical boxers from the junior welterweights, and just picked out six of them. And I'm going to do one of those like true showcases with just three bouts each night. And the top bout will be the top two boxers. You'll have then the bottom one will have the worst two. And winners will move up, losers will move down. The winner of the top match stays in the top match. The loser of the bottom match stays in the bottom match. And that's how that showcases. And I'm just going to do three events. I'm going to do three nights with this showcase and see who ends up like as the overall champion. The winner of the top match at the end on night three will be the champion of the showcase. So that's what I'm going to do there is junior welterweights. For the historical replays, it's going to be that 1954 Sam Snead facing Ben Hogan in an 18-hole playoff for the Masters. So be playing that with History Maker Golf. Really looking forward to getting that. It's been a while since I've had History Maker Golf on the table. So looking forward to getting that back on the table and just doing a man versus, you know, man, a one-on-one matchup here. That should be a lot of fun too. And then I've got my, you know, History Maker Baseball project where I'm trying to play that September run for the 1969 Mets. And so I'll be getting that going again and working on that for the, really that's going to end up being almost like a Q1 project too. I started it last month, but I'll be carrying that through and hoping to finish it up by the end of March. That's really the plan. No cooperative events planned at this time, but looking at what might come and you know, waiting to hear from Play Games, see what they're going to release, try to figure out if there's an opportunity in there to start a cooperative project. So might look to do something there. But right now, it's nothing's planned for Q1, so might try to fill that a little bit because I do want to have a good mix of cooperative events out there. So what else? Had posted a question out on the Facebook page, you know, and I might do that like once a week or so. Generally, I think it'll be on Mondays. Probably won't do it this week as I'm a little behind after vacation. But, you know, if you're interested, like check out my Facebook page. I'm going to try to do like a Monday question every week or every couple weeks. And this past one was just about what project goals people had. So you can check out some of the responses. A lot of great a lot of different projects too. Like everybody was doing different things, some fictional projects, some historical ones, all different decades, all different types of projects, different games, different sports. So a nice mix. So if you're looking for some project ideas, you can go check that out because everyone had some really good ideas and shared some really awesome things out there. And that's probably about it. So let's pause there, and that'll be the wrap on what quarterly planning was like. Again, I would say My overall grade here, if I was grading it with the letter grade, probably about a C plus, you know, probably about a C plus. I think I get a little bit of extra credit for it finally happening. And hopefully I'll learn from it and Q2 planning will go a lot better than Q1 did. And then maybe I'll be able to get myself into like that B plus A minus range by the end of the Q2 planning. So we'll see. All right, come back in a second and wrap up this week's episode. And that's a wrap on this week's episode where I talked about my quarterly planning. I did a little recap of it. You know, the biggest goal for quarterly planning was to bring forward a lot of that work. And I think that was a big part of the success that I did have, even though I still have a little bit to do. Things like creating the teams for Status Pro Basketball for UConn and Tennessee. That's one of those things, like, as that project was coming up, like, and I would have probably, and this is what happened last year, so I know this is probably what would have happened. I would have ended up just like pushing it out a little bit, being like, I'm not really ready for that. Let me bring in something easier to do. So having that quarterly planning to say, yep, let's get those cards ready so that they're ready to go when you're ready to use them. And it's going to be next month that I'm going to, you know, play that game, but it'll be a lot easier to get it on the table when I know the cards are ready. Just have to pull the game out and start playing the game. That's a huge advantage. And that's really what I was going after. So everything's been organized. I even got, like, you know, I keep most of my card sets and shoe boxes and things. And I grabbed one shoe box to just put all of the current projects in. And it'll be nice to just have everything in one spot. So I just can go find that one spot where everything's located. And then as I finish, I'll put them away in more permanent storage, and that'll be a big benefit to me, I think, because I'll get that visual a little bit as I open up that shoebox, like, hey, this is getting a little smaller, getting a little lighter. That's an advantage. So I'm looking forward to that little piece of that puzzle, too, that everything gets just a little bit easier as you do a little bit of the planning. So feel good. Feel like I'm ready to just hit the ground running. I mean, I've been playing catch up, but, you know, got a good chunk of that done. And hopefully, by the time I reach Q2, I won't have to play catch up anymore. Everything will be taken care of the way it's supposed to be. And that's an advantage, you know? So hopefully you'll take a little bit away from this and you'll think about some of the things that you can do to kind of prep your projects, even if it's just doing one project at a time, and everything you can do to make it easier to get to the table and get that next session going. You know, loved when we met with, like, Sean Colnan, and he mentioned, like, just keeping, you know, setting up the next game when he finishes the last one. You know, that's an advantage to just be able to say, okay, this is the thing that's going to stay out and be ready to go. I'm going to take advantage of that. I'm going to definitely be doing that and think about, like, hey, what do I want to play tomorrow? Okay, let's set it up now. Let's just set it up before I go to bed. And this way, at some point tomorrow, I'll just be passing by and be like, yeah, I'm ready to do that. I'll knock that game out right now. So let me go do that. I'll take advantage of things like that too, because it makes it easier to keep the game, you know, moving forward and completing these things in a more timely manner. So let's see. So we think about how to do these wrap-ups a little bit. First, let me call out a few things. First, if you want to check out what I'm doing on my tabletop, facebook.com/tabletopsportcast. I do try to post there a few times a week. If you'd like to send me an email, love to hear your show ideas. If you have questions about episodes, questions about the projects and how to approach something, interested to talk more about some of your projects or some of the ones that I'm mentioning, happy to do that and think through some things with you. Whatever it might be, you know, you can do that at tabletopsportcast@gmail.com. Love hearing from members of the community, so feel free to reach out to me there. And lastly, you know, I'm going to continue, as much as I'm changing the format of the episodes, ad-free. It's going to remain ad-free. I do not need to be making money on this podcast. Not sure I would make that much, to be honest with you, but not going to have ads running in this podcast. The only thing I ask is a little bit of help supporting the podcast. There's a little bit of cost. There's not a lot, but a little bit of cost for the podcast as I go through this. So if you'd like to help support the podcast, you can head on over to patreon.com/tabletopsportcast. And it's just one level that I have there. You know, sometimes with these Patreon sites, they'll have multiple levels that you can join. Well, I've got one, and that's at the $1 per month level. $1 a month is 25 cents per episode. So if you enjoy this, if you get your 30 to 45 minutes worth of enjoyment out of listening to this and you think it's worth 25 cents, then go for it. Like, help support the podcast. And the small army of folks that are supporting the podcast, I appreciate you, appreciate everything that you're doing. And as we talked about, one of the benefits is going to be in March, I'll be doing a live event, a live broadcast of the podcast, probably a recorded live, right? But I'll have other people being able to join. I haven't worked out all the details, like how they'll be able to join, but that'll only be an invite for Patreon subscribers. So if you're a patron of the podcast, you'll get an invite to that live event in March. So if you need an extra incentive, that could be it. It could be the reason that you go and hit up patreon.com/tabletopsportcast and support this podcast. Next week, I'm going to bring back, I haven't done an inside look at a game for a while, and we've got a new one that came out last year that needs a little bit of discussion, and that's Matchup Football, the latest game from ST Patrick. It's a great college football game, and I'm going to give you kind of the inside look of that game next week. But until then, appreciate your support, appreciate everybody who's been sending me emails or communicating through Facebook. Love hearing from all of you, and looking forward to a great 2024 and season 4 of the podcast. So until next week, thanks for listening.